This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I survived RSA and the ensuing flood of vendor spam in my inbox. Somehow it was a quiet week as a result. You know, unless you're Google Cloud, in which case you had two security issues, or AWS, which had one. Let's see, from the community here. Tailscale now offers network flow logs in ways that are more accessible and usable than the underlying AWS flow logs that carry my Tailscale traffic. Good work. Google had a ghost token flaw that let its hackers backdoor Google accounts, and that seems terrifying. And the folks at SATA found a major bug in Google Cloud. Apparently, it had the potential to expose the private keys for Google Cloud service accounts. This also seems bad. AWS had a single announcement of note. It was an issue with IAM supporting multiple MFA devices, and I believe this is the first AWS security bulletin of the year. I'm somewhat astounded that I didn't have to learn about this from a third party's blog post instead. More like this, please. And as far as tools go this week, it's been a while since I talked about CloudMapper. It's a tool that analyzes your AWS environments and has evolved beyond its now deprecated original function of generating network diagrams and displaying them in your browser. And that's what happened last week in AWS security news. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.